Things to make and do. Christmas workshop. Note, you may need assistance with the following activities. Edible snowflakes by Sherry Timberman. Fresh, thin flour tortillas. Cooking oil. Powdered sugar. 1. Using the same technique as cutting out paper snowflakes, you can make snowflake shapes out of flour tortillas. Sprinkle the tortilla with water and warm it in the microwave or oven to make it more flexible. Then fold the tortilla in half, fold it in half again, and fold it in half a third time. Using clean scissors or kitchen shears, cut designs from both sides of the triangle-shaped folded tortilla and along the rounded edge. 2. Unfold the tortilla. Put a small amount of oil in a pan and fry the tortilla until it is crisp. 3. Sprinkle it with powdered sugar. Candlestick Salad by Paula Weed. This candle will brighten your holiday, and it tastes wonderful. 1 cup alfalfa sprouts divided, 4 pineapple rings, 4 ripe bananas, 1 cup strawberry yogurt, 4 fresh strawberries. 1. Spread 1/4 cup of alfalfa sprouts on 4 individual serving plates. Place pineapple rings on top of the sprouts. 2. Peel and slice a 3-inch piece of banana. Stand the banana upright in the pineapple ring. Cut a notch across the top of the banana. 3. Pour yogurt over the banana and let it drizzle down the sides to resemble melted wax. 4. Slice strawberries 1/4-inch thick. Stand the strawberry slice in the notch in the banana to look like the flame on a candle. 5. Cut 4 1/2-inch thick slices from the remaining bananas. 6. Cut a notch in the banana slices. Stand them on the edge of the pineapple ring for a handle. Serve immediately. Mini Manger by Christine K. Helene. You will need large pine cone or brown paper cut into 1/2 by 1/2-inch squares, a clean plastic scoop from a dry detergent box, a small handful of moss, raffia, or hay, craft glue, yellow construction paper, and 1 tissue. 1. Remove the scales from the pine cone and set them aside. 2. Place the scoop on a table with a handle pointing toward the ceiling. Glue a bit of moss, raffia, or hay in the bottom of the scoop or the side that is resting on the table. This will be the floor of the stable. 3. To represent the baby Jesus, cut out a small oval shape from the construction paper and wrap one end with a small piece of tissue. Use a fine tip marker to draw eyes and a smile on the other end, if desired. Place the baby on the moss, raffia, or hay. 4. Glue rows of pine cone scales on the roof of the stable to look like shingles. Start on the edge farthest from the scoop's handle and work toward the handle. 5. Cut a star from the construction paper and glue the star to the top of the handle. Let the glue dry completely. Christmas Tree Candy Ropes by D.A. Woodliff. For years, people have strung popcorn, paper chains, or tinsel around their Christmas trees. This can be a sweet holiday if you make candy ropes for Christmas tree decorations. You can enjoy the candy after Christmas or make a rope to give to a friend. You will need a variety of hard candy, colored plastic wrap or aluminum foil, a stapler, and ribbon. 1. If any of the candy is wrapped in paper that is unsuitable for Christmas, remove the wrapper and wrap the candy in a colored plastic wrap or aluminum foil. 2. Staple the ends of the wrapping on the candy together horizontally to form a rope. 3. Tie ribbon between the candies to help disguise the staples. Holiday Party Drink by Sarah Cutler. 3 cups of sugar, 12 ounces frozen orange juice concentrate, thawed. 1 1/2 cups of lemon juice. 2 teaspoons vanilla. 1 tablespoon almond extract. 1/2 teaspoon cinnamon. 1/4 teaspoon cloves. 5 quarts water. With permission or help of an adult, combine all the ingredients in a large pot. Heat, but do not boil. Serve warm. End of Christmas Workshop. and of the section Things to Make and Do.